With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. Book a cabin with leaf views or a home with a fire pit for nights with friends. With stays under $250 a night, find a home for your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core, where we unpack the ancient wisdom of Stoicism and turn it into real-life superpowers. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and today we're diving deep into something that can feel a little messy, but is absolutely essential for building that unshakable inner strength. Understanding our emotions and those sneaky triggers that can send us spiraling. Ever felt like you're riding an emotional roller coaster with no control over the tracks? You know, one minute you're soaring with joy, the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair, all because some random event or comment set off your inner alarm bells. Well, I'm here to tell you that understanding these triggers and learning to navigate them is like mastering a superpower. Think about it. Wouldn't it be amazing to feel more in control, less reactive, and ultimately happier even when life throws curveballs? Here are five key takeaways to help you on this journey of emotional mastery. First off, acknowledge your emotions. Seriously, don't try to bury them or pretend they aren't there. Trying to ignore them is like trying to hide a leaky faucet. It might not make the problem go away, but it'll just create more mess eventually. The Stoics believed in recognizing our feelings without letting them control us. It's like saying, hey, I'm feeling frustrated right now, instead of letting frustration hijack your actions and words. Next up, identify your triggers. Think about those situations or people that consistently send you into emotional overdrive. Is it traffic? A certain type of criticism? Perhaps a particular family member? Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop strategies for coping. Imagine having a personal cheat sheet for navigating those tricky moments. Remember, your thoughts are the architects of your emotions. Ever heard the saying, thoughts become things? Well, it's true. If you constantly bombard yourself with negative or irrational thoughts, you're essentially creating a recipe for emotional distress. So start paying attention to your internal dialogue. When you catch yourself spiraling into negativity, challenge those thoughts with logic and reason. Now here's the juicy part. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when you make mistakes or experience setbacks. We all have bad days, but instead of beating ourselves up, let's treat ourselves with the same understanding and empathy we would offer a close friend. Remember, growth comes from learning and adapting, not from berating ourselves. Finally, cultivate mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a meditation guru overnight. It simply means being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Try taking a few deep breaths whenever you feel overwhelmed. Notice the sensations of your body, the sounds around you, and the beauty in simple things. This practice can help ground you and bring a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Imagine this. You're walking down the street, feeling that familiar tension build as you approach a busy intersection. Remember all those times drivers have cut you off or honked aggressively. Suddenly, your heart starts racing and you feel a surge of anger rising within you. But wait. Remember what we talked about today. Take a deep breath, acknowledge the emotion without judgment, and remind yourself that this situation is temporary. Focus on the positive aspects of your day, maybe the delicious coffee you had earlier or the beautiful sunshine warming your face. Instead of letting anger consume you, choose to respond with patience and understanding. So there you have it. Five key takeaways to help you understand your emotions and those pesky triggers that can derail your day. Remember, this isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about mastering them so they don't control you. Let me know in the comments below what are some of your biggest emotional triggers. And remember, keep sharing these insights with your friends and family. Together, we can build a more resilient and compassionate world. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of Stoic wisdom to help you live your best life. Until then, stay strong, stay true, and never stop growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.